You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Come join us on Facebook for your daily dose of inspiration and action that reveals the secret within you. You can find us at facebook.com/ Law of Attraction Radio Network. That's facebook.com/ Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome to another edition of your spiritual GPS to success. Yes! Come on, let's hear it. Yay! I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am so glad to be with you. And really, I am. I am so glad to be with you. Y'all, I went on the wonderful cruise, the Law of Attraction cruise, and had a great time. And I had fun while I was on the cruise. When I got off the boat, guess what? I got sick. I got sick. I'm like, what is this? Now, while I was on the water, I was fine. But, oh, I got off the boat and got sick. But that's okay. And then I had to fly. I had to fly to Kansas City and be with the beautiful people up there in Kansas City. And, oh, I was just as sick as I could be. I'm telling you, I was just as sick as I could be. But, oh, I made it through it. So, I'm still having a little bit of a cough or anything. But that's okay. Hey, we'll be all right. You know what? I need everybody to send me some good energy. Would you? I really do. I need, anybody got a good recipe for good chicken soup? Anybody got a good, now somebody was supposed to make me some good gumbo, but they still haven't done that yet. And they know who they are that's listening to this broadcast. But that's okay. I am so grateful to be here. You know, whenever you're sick, you be like, oh, Lord, you be praying in prayers. Lord, would it, if you just get me out of this, I promise I won't do this no more and I won't do that no more. Now, I know I'm not the only one. Come on. Anybody ever said that? Ooh, if I could just get through with this. I remember, y'all, one time I had gout. And, oh, I went to the doctor. I said, if you don't have a pill, give me a gun. Give me something. I'll shoot my own foot. But anyway, I'm so glad to be with you on today. And in fact, I have a great show for you on today. We're going to really talk about how you deserve the best now. You deserve the best now, so you're going to have to treat yourself like you deserve the best. Because the way you treat yourself, you're really teaching others how to treat you. Oh, we're going to talk about all of that today. Even had to treat myself with this cold or flu thing, whatever I had. Had to treat myself correctly, you know. Had to really take time, and even though I had to fly to Kansas City, I had to take time to really, hey, you got to breathe. You got to take your medicine. Better go to a drugstore and get some drugs, something. Get something that you can really treat yourself better, that you can really feel better, and then you can really help other people. So today we got a good show for you, and I'm so excited. And there have been so many of you that have been writing me, emailing me. I am so grateful. Friend of mine in Oklahoma, God bless you. Thank you so very much for your wonderful email. And some others of you have texted me. A lovely lady, I believe, in France texted me. Thank you so much. You all, let me know where you're listening to me from. Let me know where you are listening to me from. Send me an email. Send me a text. Drop me a line, whatever you want to do. But I want to know what city, what state, what country are you tuning in. And you can always email me at drmlmosley@gmail.com. Okay? drmlmosley@gmail.com. Okay? And you can also call my office and text that number, 916-467-4448. Okay, that's area code 916-467-4448. Come on, let me know where you're calling me from. I appreciate you. Some of you are just so nice, so sweet. And I ain't playing. Who got a good recipe for chicken noodle soup? Anybody got a good recipe? My mother would say, honey, if Michael ever wants soup, he is really sick. That my mother would always say, honey, because I don't eat soup, I really don't. But like, if he wants soup, child, that boy is sick. You hear what I'm saying? I'll be right back, and we're going to talk about how you deserve the best right now. I'll be right back. are. You are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, right here in the California area. And you all know I really did. I had fun, so much fun on the cruise. Had a great time and met some beautiful people and some dear, I have some new friends right now. And I'm so excited about that. You know, it's good to meet other people. It really is. It's good to meet other people, how they think, what their thoughts are, what their likes are, how they do things. It's just wonderful, you know, meeting some people that eat food differently than you do. You really, and you know what? That was my first cruise. That was my first cruise, and really people say, oh, the food is wonderful. It really was. The food was really, really good, and, you know, you can eat food all day, all night, just eat, you know, and I had to make sure I did not do that, but, oh, it was so wonderful. It was just good being around people that are like-minded, that really just say, hey, we want to attract good things into our lives. We really, really do. We want, and you deserve the opportunity to attract good in your life. You deserve that opportunity to attract good in your life. You want to do that. You really, really do want to do that. So now, you know what, today I want to talk to you about you deserve the best now. You really do deserve who you, I'm talking to you. That's right. Turn up your headset. I want to talk directly to you. You really deserve the best. Now, straight off, I remember that was a gentleman that I met many years ago. I was working in radio, and I probably told you all this story. And he told me, he said, Michael, God certainly cannot really love me. I won't ever make it into heaven. I said, why are you saying that? He said, oh, I won't ever make it because, he said, I killed a man once. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, it really did kind of shock me what he said, but I'm like, oh, no. I said, I assume you paid your debt to society. I don't know what all the incident, what was around it, was it self-defense? That's none of my business. But what I am saying is you are really loved. You know, you really are cared for. You are someone very, very special. And you cannot lose sight of your uniqueness. You cannot lose sight of your specialness. Can you say this with me? You know, right now, everybody stop what you're doing. Just say this. Hey, I am special. I really am. I need you to get that in your mind. I am. And I'm very much a proponent of the I am mentality. I really have been just over and over every day. In fact, that's how I start my day off, by just start saying a series of I ams. And so right now, I need you to get this in your mind. I am special. I'm gifted. I'm different. And it's okay to be different. I used to have a problem. Oh, y'all, get some tea right now. Let's talk for a little bit. Let's really talk for a minute. But do you know, I really had a problem. Now, many people know, if you ever see me, I'm a big guy. I really am. And I'm doing better. You know, I got to eat a little better. And you know, I'm just a little big guy, but I'm doing better. But when I was younger, people say, oh, I know you're a football player. Oh, goodness. I know you can knock them down. And really, I wasn't. Didn't know anything about the game and still don't. Now, that's kind of embarrassing a little bit to say for a guy, you know, you don't know nothing about football. Oh, Lord. Oh, good God. But I really didn't. And I thought it was, well, really at the time, my father did not grow up with, you know, wasn't in the house. My parents were divorced, I believe, when I was just a few months old. And so I never had a male figure to explain the game to me. I didn't have that. And then, well, I was just the type, I was very different. I did not like hanging around outside. I thought people got in trouble outside. I really did. And so I was very different. I did not like to hang out with the boys outside. I grew up in church. And I loved church. See how different I was? And I really thought I was crazy, y'all. I really did. I thought I would love to go to church. I enjoyed it. I went to a Pentecostal church. I would love where they would get the shouting and the dancing and all of that. I kind of like that. That was part of my heritage, and I enjoyed it, still do to this day. But I was into music, and I was so different. I loved gospel music. This music talking about Jesus, and I loved it. I really did. I would listen to my mother's albums of Mahalia Jackson. And it was a song that Mahalia would sing called Down by the Riverside. I remember that. It was an album that we used to have called Bless This House. I remember that. And I would get the little records and I would listen to all these old, and I loved it. See how crazy I was? But I loved it. I was different. So look at this picture. I was not one that, I wasn't into sports. I did not hang out around outside. I didn't go, because I thought the guys all, and when I did, all they wanted to talk about was sex, you know, back then, you know, all, and I thought, I brought up from a religious background. I'm like, oh, I really wasn't interested. I just really wasn't interested. I wasn't interested in the little girl booty back then. I just wasn't interested. It did not faze me. You know, hey, Michael, look at her. They're like, I don't care. You know, what do I, you know, I just didn't care. Wow. But I thought I was kind of different. And I didn't think I was better. In fact, I really thought I was below. I really thought I was really below. I thought something was wrong with me. I really, really did, ladies and gentlemen. That's my honest truth. I really thought something was wrong with me because I wasn't interested in all those different things. And I wonder if anybody can understand what I'm talking about. You know, maybe because you did not, maybe you didn't play with the Barbie doll like everybody else did, or maybe you didn't do things like everybody else, like what they quote unquote, the normal kids did. You know, I just didn't do it. I loved to go to church. I loved my gospel music. I loved it. And that's all who made, it all made Michael Mosley who he is today. And who is he? He is someone that is very focused. He is someone that is very gifted. And I can say, yes, he's very talented. He is very well educated. He is a wonderful man right now. And so, you know what? Maybe you were different coming up. Maybe you didn't like, I remember one of my sons, Benjamin, he did not like hamburgers. You know, I'm like, what? Who are you? Whose child are you? What? But he was different like that. He did not like ketchup. He did not like it. Do you know one thing that we would be good in your family and in your life is to celebrate the difference or celebrate the uniqueness of people around you. Celebrate that. I remember that was one young lady I knew. She could not stand coconut. Just the flavor of it. She just did not like it. My son right now, my 7-year-old, he doesn't like cheese. He just can't stand it. He don't like cheese. And sometimes, you know, his mother would try to just, I'm going to see if he's really like it. I'm going to just try to see. And then he don't like it. Ugh, there's cheese in here. He doesn't like it. You know, and sometimes I remember coming up as children, somebody said, you better eat that food. You're talking about what you don't like. You better eat that. But no, you know, you really don't want to force your child to eat something that they really don't like. You like it. That's why you fixed it, didn't you? You liked it. But, you know, really celebrate their uniqueness. Oh, he doesn't like cheese. My other son, he is a vegetarian now. Doesn't eat meat. Well, you know what we do? We just make sure we don't put any meat products or anything in the food that we're cooking when he comes over. You know, celebrate the uniqueness. Everybody deserves the best right now. Even at 7 years old, 4 years old, at 44 years old, at 27 years old like me. Yes. What you say, Michael? A 27-year-old like me. That's right. That's right. So, yeah, you know what? Celebrate that. Moses, you've been 27 for a long time. And as long as I have time, I'm going to be 27. Did you catch that? There you go. So listen, everybody understand, celebrate your uniqueness. You are very special. And can I tell you this? I got a question for you. Who is the most important person in your life? Who is the most important person in your life. Guess who it is? It's you. It really is you. You are the most, said with me, I am the most important person in my life. Now, sometimes people say, ooh, that's just being selfish, your old selfish thing. No, you're not being selfish. You are prioritizing your life. You are important. See, I get that from, as I travel a lot, and I'm quite sure you've heard me say this, but when you're getting ready to travel, they always tell you on the plane, if anything should happen, there's an oxygen mask that's going to come down from the ceiling. You're to secure your mask first and then assist those that are with you. You are important. You are priority. You must take time to treat yourself first. You must take time to really honor yourself. You really are important. Can you get that really in your mind? I am important. I am somebody very, very special. I am somebody that deserves attention. I am somebody that deserves the best of life. You are the most important person. Most of us have been taught this in church. We've been said, to consider yourself last. You know, a lot of us have been saying that because people will tell us in church, God first, others second, and yourself last. You know, some people will tell us that, you know what, no, it's always God is first, and then yourself, others are second, and then you treat yourself last. God is always first and foremost, but you know what? If you treat yourself right first, you're treating God first. Why? Because he's in you. Yeah, don't deny yourself. I'm going to treat God first. Well, then treat yourself right, because God is in you. He loves you so much. The universe is surrounding you because you are important. Did you catch that now? You deserve the best right now. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS. God darn it, you're going to be a success whether you like it or not, listening to this show. You are going to be a successful woman, a successful man, because that's who you are right now. Listen, let me treat myself right. Let me drink something from my little cold right here, and I'll be right back, all right? Spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, everybody, I want to know where you're listening. I really want to know where you're listening to me from. I'm about to say calling, huh? But I really want to know, can you send me a text to 916-467-4448? Come on. You know you got that phone near you. You know that phone ain't that far away from you. You know. You know, I have had to turn around, get in my car, and turn around and go back home because I forgot my phone. I really have. So you all know, some of you husband and wives, you know, if your spouse ain't answering that phone, Why you ain't answer that phone? Geraldine, why? I've been calling you four times, you know. So listen, you know the phone is right by you. Come on, get send me a text. Would you do that? Send it to 916-467-4448. Do that. Or you could just call me. I would love to hear from you. Send me an email to drmlmosley@gmail.com. And let me know where you're listening, what city, what state, what country you are in. I would like to know what country you're in. I do a lot of traveling, as I just stated. I just left Kansas City, Missouri. Went to Houston, Texas, on my way to Nashville. Yay! I'm on my way to Nashville and I'm going to have a great time. In fact, I met some wonderful people on the cruise that were from Nashville. So I'm looking forward to seeing them again when I get to the Nashville area. Just had a great time, a wonderful time. Today, we are really talking about how you deserve the best now. Who deserves the best? You. You know, sometimes we are easy to give to other people. And sometimes some of us are people pleasers. We really just enjoy giving to others. Now, I will do that, especially when I'm nervous. When I'm nervous, I don't mind. I will serve because I'm nervous. So I want to make sure that I do this right and I'll give you, you know, sometimes when family come over for the holidays, I don't mind. I'll stay in the kitchen all day just serving people. But some people, hey, sit down and eat yourself. Really, you know, it's an old trick because I'm nervous. You know, what are you nervous about? Well, it depends. If the food turned out all right, if I'm nervous about how it turned out all right, oh, I don't know if that cake really tastes that well. Oh, so if I'm nervous, I'll serve. I'll let me serve. That way I won't, I'll keep myself busy and preoccupied. But you deserve the best. You really do. No matter what your past has been, no matter how different you may be, it's okay to be different. It's okay not to go with the norm. It's okay to, and I really need you to understand this. God really made you how you are. It's okay to be different. Really. You know what? Many of us, somebody right now, you just need to take a deep breath. Really, breathe right now. It's okay. You know, I'm African American, but you all, I cannot stand chitlins. I just cannot stand. Now, that's a traditional African-American dish, but I can't stand it. I don't like it. Don't ever bring it to me. I just, ugh. It's okay to be different. If you don't like something, you know, so what? You don't like it. What would the world be if everybody was the same? What would it be like? Wow. You think that would be boring? It really would be boring. You know, it's okay. There are some people, you're like, what brought you two together? Y'all just light it night and day. You know, what in the world? They're different. And a lot of times opposites do attract. They really do. And then there are times you just want to be different. I remember I was just, everybody in school rather just thought, you know, oh, Michael, he's so nice. And, you know, he's the church boy and all of that. And then at times although I don't know how to be, you know, what I would call a street smart or, you know, hood, I really don't know. But I wanted to be one of them boys, like Fonzie in the show Happy Days. I wanted to be like one of the bad boys. I really did. I really wanted to be one of the cool boys, pop out a cigarette, you know, I really did, not all the time, but just once in a while, you know, because it looked like the bad boys, they had all the women, yeah, they had all, everybody respected them, you know, so looked like they were just cool, man, they were cool, but that wasn't me. That wasn't me. And every now and then, even now in your life, as adults, we want to be different. We remember that show Cheers that used to come on television, and I love the wording of the opening song that says, "Sometime you want to go where everybody know your name." You know, you just wanted to be different. You just wanted to fit in. I just wanted to be a little bit different, and that's okay. You are different. You are unique. Accept who you are. Accept who you are, and know that no matter how different I am, I still deserve the very best. I deserve the best. I like this. I met a lady on the cruise, and she actually told me how she lives in a boat. And she was so excited about living in a boat. Oh, she was just, her eyes were just kind of light up a little as she talked about this wonderful experience. It's okay. She's different. And it was wonderful. Made me want to think about, hey, you know, how much is the light bill on the boat? You know, it just, it makes you want to think about it. Everybody is different and everybody deserves the best. You know what? We have been taught not to be selfish. But I come to tell you something. Life really is about you. Life is about you. If you're writing notes, write that down. Life is about me. It is about me. Somebody say, you think the whole world revolves around you? Yes, it does. It does. It revolves around me. What do I like? What do I not like? It does revolve around me. I am special like that. God's love is with me. The universe love is supporting me. I am very gifted like that. So I come to tell you, what is really being selfish? What is it? Is it when you are thinking about yourself and your family and putting them in a place of priority? Or is being selfish when you only think of yourself and no one else? See, I believe that's what being selfish is, when you're just thinking about you and nobody. You don't care about nobody. You don't care about anybody else. But ladies and gentlemen, it's okay to think about other people in your life and put them in a place of a priority. You know, what is that statement? I got to have some me time right now. You really do. You got to have some me time. You deserve me time. You know, what is me time? When you really take time for yourself. Ladies, getting your hair and your nails done. Taking time. Sometimes I sit at the piano and I just begin to play and sing one hymn right after the other, because that's what I used to do in church, and I enjoy it. Sometimes just sitting outside on my patio and meditating, that's my me time. I got to take time for me. You have to take time for you. You are very special. You deserve the best now. And so I don't feel guilty. Don't feel like, oh, I'm sitting here and I'm enjoying eating this ice cream. Oh, but I got to wash them dishes. Oh, I got to fold them clothes. Oh, I got to vacuum the kitchen, the floor upstairs, and I got to mop the kitchen floor. But wait a minute. Hold it. Hold it. You deserve some time for you. You deserve some time to relax. You deserve some time to really just take a deep breath. And have one of them, what they call, moments, you know? I wish I had a sound effect for that. You just need to say, you know? Really, take that moment for you, because you deserve it. And your family deserves it. What does that mean? Because as you take time for you, you really will find out you won't be so mean to everybody else. You know, you really won't be so mean to everybody else. You really will start to take time for you, because you deserve it. You know, sometimes you just need to it's not the problem with everybody else. Sometimes you need a nap. You know, have you ever seen that with our children? Sometimes they get cranky and they need a nap. Oh, Lord, let me go put them to sleep. They just need a nap. They need it all. They're tired. Bless their heart. Well, you know what? Sometimes we as adults, we can get kind of cranky. And you're like, oh, Lord, you need to go take a nap for a couple of days. You need a, you know, has anybody ever, you've been around, he's like, you need a nap. You need to go to sleep, you know, really, because they're so cranky and crabbish and mean. Like, oh, what is wrong with you? You know, you need a lollipop or something. You need an ice cream cone. But really, take time for yourself. There have been times, even when I'm trying to work and I know my body is telling me, you need to go take a nap, need to go take a nap. And I'm getting crankier and crankier, and I'm really trying, because I'm trying to reach this goal, trying to get this broadcast done, trying to get whatever I'm trying to do done, and all of this. And it's like, I can't go no further. Let me just go upstairs and lay down. Sometimes what they call a power nap. Sometimes it's only about 15 minutes, and boom, I wake back up and I'm just, woo, yes, I'm ready to go. If you would just trust what your body's saying, you deserve a nap right now. You really, really do. If you would just go to sleep and wake up, everything would be a whole lot better. It really, so somebody right now, don't nap right now, wait till after my broadcast, but somebody right now, you deserve a nap. You really do. You deserve a nap right now. Something like you're going through a few little issues, but you really do deserve, and it's okay. It really is okay. You know what? You cannot do everything that you want to do right now. You really cannot do everything you want to do right now, but just take, if you just take it in stages, it's okay. Stop for a moment. Take a breather. Everything is going to get done. I promise you it will. It's going to get done, but you got to take time for you. You got to take time. What was that saying we said earlier? I am special. I deserve this. Can you write that down on your notes? Or just say it. I deserve this. I do. I deserve. Go get that ice cream cone. You deserve it. Go get that nice cup of tea and refresh your cup of tea right now. Go ahead on. And know this, hey, I deserve this. Now, I know there's somebody like me right now, you getting ready to go to the stores and, I deserve that new suit. I really do. I deserve them shoes. You deserve the best. Treat yourself better. Treat yourself like you deserve, okay? Listen, I'll be right back, right here on your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. In tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach and your host. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley. And listen, I still want to know, where are you listening to me from? And you know what? I would love to have some of you on as a guest on the show. I really would. I would love to have you on as a guest. So send me an email. Let me know if you have an interesting story, something that you would like to share. Maybe you just want to talk with me. I would love to talk with you. I really would. So you can email me at drmlmosley@gmail.com. That's Dr. M.L. Mosley at gmail.com. Or you can call me or text me at 916-467-4448. That's 916-467-4448. I would love to converse with some of you all on the show, but let me know where you're tuning in from. I really would. Maybe you have an idea for a show, a suggestion, something you want to deal with, something you want me to deal with. I'm not afraid. I ain't scared. Let's try it. Let's go with it. Let's go with it. I would love to deal with your issues and what you are facing. So give me a call, okay? Here you go, 916-467-4448. And you know what? It's so important that you just know that you really do deserve the best. In talking to some clients that really do call me, and there are people that really want to, I guess I serve as their life coach, and I'm very excited. I enjoy what I do. But part of the issue is getting them to realize that you got to know you deserve what it is that you are desiring. You have to know that you deserve whatever it is that you are desiring. Get it into your mind that, hey, I really do want this. Why? Because I deserve it. I really do deserve it. That is something that you have to really understand within yourself. I deserve this. I deserve this. I enjoy this. Some people say, well, I want to be married. But do you feel that you deserve to be married? Do you really feel like you deserve? And you got to say yes, but you can't just say it. You have to feel it. Why do you deserve that? Now, this is where we come back with the I am statements, because I am wonderful, because I am a beautiful person. I am caring. I am deserving of love, and because I am loving. I'm deserving of a friend because I am friendly. I am somebody very, very special. I am a woman or a man that enjoys good company, good conversation. Start getting into that attitude or that feeling of deserving. Because what you think of yourself determines what other people think of you. Whatever you think about yourself, that determines what other people think about you as well. Do you think of yourself as inadequate, not smart enough, not pretty enough? I told a client one time, I complimented her on her hair, and it really was pretty. But I said, why do you have it all in your face like that? I'm just curious. And I didn't, because it really did look beautiful. But I said, now there's an issue right there because you really are hiding yourself. It's like you're hiding. Why are you hiding your eyes? Why your eyes are so beautiful? Why are you hiding your eyes? And we had went into a long discussion, but come to find out, she was really she don't like to look at people. She liked them to look at her, but she kind of looks down when it's turn to look at people, and that's why she put the hair. It was a beautiful design, but it was covering who she really was. What are you hiding? What do you think about yourself? And so therefore she didn't think she was good enough. So therefore she didn't look at people too much because she don't like to talk about herself. Remember, we talked about that one of our shows, like toot your own horn. You got to be proud enough and know that you are deserving and you are so special. Toot your own horn. Really, toot your own horn. Toot your own horn and really be excited about that. What you think of yourself determines what other people think of you. So really, everybody, get to that point. I got to think more of myself. You really do. You have to think that you are deserving. You know what? Again, go back to your I am statements. I am talented. I am smart. I am beautiful. I'm sexy. I am gorgeous. I am wonderful. I am blessed. Now, that's one of them words that I stopped someone one day and in a class, and I said, what does that mean? And they had to really think, I'm just blessed. I said, now, we use that so many times in church till we've lost the meaning of it. It sounds good, but you don't really know what that word really means to you. So I said, you need to change that to something that you know you resonate with. You know, because we can use terms so much till we lose the meaning of it. We must learn to treat ourselves right before we can treat others right, and thereby setting a standard for people to treat us right. Know who you are. Know how special you are. Know how gifted you are. Know how different you are. Yes, I am. I am different. Sometimes people say, well, you think you all that? Yes, I do. Now, if you don't think I'm all that, you have that right, sir. You have that right, ma'am. Yes, you do. But I think of myself as pretty good. I do deserve the best. And some things I just do not, I don't allow in my space. I don't like it. So if I don't like it, the world does evolve around me. I don't have to do that. I don't have to really partake of that. I am so blessed. I'm so gifted. I really don't. And I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm just saying I don't like that in my space. And I have that right. And you certainly do. You have that right. You are number one. I remember I heard the late Reverend Ike make that statement. You are number one. There are so many people saying, well, I want what God wants for me. And God is simply saying, well, what do you want? What do you want? What is it? What is that inner ability within you that you keep daydreaming about? What is it? Come on. You got to realize you are very smart. There's a whole lot of good things about you that deserves a lot of attention. You deserve the best now. Say it with me. I deserve the best now. I deserve the best now. I want you today to acknowledge how important you are by using what you have acquired. Use it. In other words, I was walking around one day this week, and this is where this particular lesson came from. And I really felt in my spirit, use the good things that you have. You know, again, stop saving. Oh, one day I have some dishes all the way at the top that I of the pantry that I've never used. Why? You know, and I remember I was looking up there for something. I'm like, ooh, I have never used those dishes. What are you saving them for? I just didn't feel like getting up there getting them. You know, but really, there's some of us. There's some of us. You have some beautiful things at home. Stop saving the best of your luxuries to impress somebody else. You deserve to use your best now. So can I tell you something? Really, you deserve. Sometimes my wife, she'll go and we have these beautiful fancy coffee cups and the kind that you cannot put in the dishwasher. You don't do that. You hand wash these when you finish with them. So she every now and then she'll go and get those and serve me coffee. I'm like, oh, that was so sweet. Wow. And she letting me know, it's her way of reminding me, you deserve this. You deserve the best. You deserve this. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you. You deserve it. Get the good china. You deserve it. Get that good outfit. Take yourself. I had a client, and she would go to the musical theater and sit there. And I met a lady on the cruise, and she enjoys going to the opera and just sitting there and listening and really enjoying the music of the opera. You deserve it. Dress yourself up and take yourself out. And then sometimes we're waiting on somebody to take us out. Well, why don't you just take your own self out? Really, take your own self out. You deserve the best. You deserve. You know what? That's a scripture in the Bible that says a thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now, this is what Jesus was saying. He said, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. And you'll find that in John 10 and 10. Now, that's from the NLT version, New Living Translation. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Are you really living a rich and satisfying life? You really get in, invite somebody else out to eat today. You know, go ahead on. I enjoy inviting a friend of mine, and then I'll pay for it. You know, whatever. Really, they're telling us what you're supposed to do. If you invite somebody to dinner, you're supposed to be the one to pay for it. So, and I don't mind. I enjoy it. I love it. I deserve the best. I want to go eat at this place. I want to dress my wife up, and then we go out to eat. Let's go here. Now, I don't go to movies too much because of the illness that I have. I have a vertigo, and if I watch a movie, it's going to make the whole room start spinning, so I can't go to the movies. But I can go eat. Now, that I can do. I can go out and eat. Enjoy it. You know, what are some of the things that you have in your home right now? What are some of the things that you have that you're not really enjoying? You're waiting on company to come. And even then, if you like me, sometime when company come over, you still don't want to do it. Because then, you know, I got to clean up all this after it's over. You know, but really enjoy. Enjoy the things that you have. Take time to really enjoy those things. You deserve the best right now, ladies and gentlemen. You deserve. So look around. Go into the kitchen. Go into your closet. What are some of the things there that you have not enjoyed in a while? What are some of the things there that you have not enjoyed in a while? Think about it. And really start. Pull them out. Pull them out. I found out, I didn't realize I had a deep fryer in my house. I didn't. You know, all them wedding gifts that you got, and you haven't used that many of them? You know? They still collected dust. They in a box. Go in your garage. What are some of the finer things that you do have that you saving it for? What are you saving it for? Don't you know you deserve it right now to use? Child, pull that stuff on out. Pull that stuff right out right now. You go ahead on. Go think about it. and pull that stuff out, kind of enjoy it. You know, we're going to play with our grown-up toys. You know, you got a juicer? Go on and pull that juicer out. I had one too. I ain't used the thing in a long time. Go on and pull it out. Have fun with it. You deserve it. You deserve some fun today. Yeah, you really do. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. And I am your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Got to Ask Dr. Mosley segment coming up, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. So hang in there. Now, you treat yourself better because you deserve the best right now. Everybody, this is Dr. Michael Mosley, your intuitive life coach, and I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. You can have your cake and eat it too. You can have and enjoy the life you want through my intuitive life coaching sessions. There is success, wealth, abundance, and plenty of money waiting to come into your life experience through intuitive coaching. All sessions are done online or through Skype, so you can stay in the comfort of your own home or office. Or maybe you want to quit smoking, lose weight, reduce stress, build a better relationship. It can all be done also through my intuitive hypnotherapy program. I tell you what, let's find out which program will work better for you by texting the word therapy to 40691 to schedule your free 20-minute consultation. That's right, text therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, to 40691 and schedule your free 20-minute consultation. I am ready to coach you into your success. And that's right, I am ready to coach you into your success. I really am. I love my job. I really do. I tell anybody, I am favored by God. He gave me a great job. I love it. And I hope you love your job too. But if you don't, you need to call me. All right? Call me. And let's make fun with it, okay? Now, did you do what I asked you to do? Did you go throughout the house or look at some stuff or just think about some things that, you know, to have fun with it, to pull out those luxury items? You deserve it right now. But it's right now, it's time for Ask Dr. Mosley. And I have an interesting question right here. It says, Dear Dr. Mosley, how should I pray for my daughter's success because she is a special needs child? The doctor says she will always need to live with people to help her. I just want her to be safe and happy. So if I'm understanding, this is Beverly. Beverly, I think I understand your question. If your daughter is a special needs, how should you pray for her success? And I think that's a wonderful question because sometimes, if I understand it correctly, what is her idea of success? Maybe what you're trying to do is pray regarding her idea of success. What would success be for her? But then you made a statement that says, I just want her to be safe and to be happy. Well, that's your answer right there. To focus on you being satisfied that she is safe, that she is happy. You know what, and when I pray for other people, according to the law of attraction, I really do put in my mind that I'm hearing good news from them. Let's say, for instance, for your daughter right now, I would encourage you to focus on thoughts of her being safe and you feeling that safeness. You're feeling that she is happy. You're feeling it. You are excited. You imagining that she's embracing you, saying, Mommy, I'm so happy. You know, you want to have that feeling. And I would hold on to that feeling. And that's my prayer. I teach people that prayer is more what you feel than what you say. Prayer is more so what you feel than what you say. So whenever you're praying for your daughter, you focus on that feeling that my darling is safe and she's happy. And you get the feeling of that. Just see if you can imagine that she's hugging you. Imagine that she's embracing you. Say, Mommy, I'm so happy. Oh, thank you, Mommy. Thank you. You get that feeling. I'm getting it, so I'm almost ready to cry. I'm almost ready to cry. But really, just focus on that. That is your prayer. And because to you, that is her idea of success. And then you may want to broaden that prayer by asking her, what do you want to do? What are some things that you like to do? And she may say, I want to stay with you, Mommy. I want to be with you all my life. And that's okay. And all you got to do is just simply imagine her being safe and happy. Focus on those feelings. All right, Beverly, focus on those feelings. Don't deviate. I told someone this. Now, you got to give the universe time to work, or as we say in church, give God time to work. Everything does not happen overnight. So you focus on that feeling and maintain that feeling until you start seeing the results come in. Keep going in that feeling. Don't start saying, well, this ain't gonna work. No, it will. Keep going. Keep going, and everything will work out. Things are opportunity for her to live in an assisted facility or somewhere. Everything will open up because it has to line up with your prayer request, okay? So, Beverly, keep that focus in mind. Would you do it? Keep that focus in mind and of her being happy, and just give the universe time to bring all the events together where it will manifest and you will receive what you're asking for, okay? Let me know if that helped you out, Beverly. I want to hear from you. Give me a call, 916-467-4448, 916-467-4448, or you can send me an email at drmlmosley@gmail.com. All right. I would love to hear from you. And I want to know now, where are you tuning in from? Where are you? What part? Because this is internet radio and it can go so far. It really can. So I really am interested as to where you all are listening to me from. And let's talk. Okay. Would you mind doing that? Let's talk. But you deserve the best. You deserve. So now, back to my question. Did you all go and find some things? They say, you know what? Hey, I bought that and I haven't used that since I don't know when. You know, pull it out. And you know what? Sometimes we have to declutter. Now, that's another show altogether. But sometimes we have to declutter some things out of our lives. We have to get rid of some stuff that we are no longer using. You know, we kind of got to declutter, get rid of that. I don't need that anymore. But right now, if there's some things in your life that you want to play with, as we were saying as children, go ahead. Go ahead. You deserve the best right now. Stop waiting on somebody to take you to that fancy restaurant. Take yourself and invite somebody else to go with you. I ain't going to invite. We always waiting on people to do something for us. A lot of times we are. And sometimes we go, well, I deserve it. Shoot, I do all this, that, and the other. I deserve it. Well, you know what? So do they. But right now the idea is enjoying your life. Stop waiting on somebody to help you enjoy your life. You deserve the best. I met this lady. She said, I'm going to New York because I want to see this show on Broadway. You're going? Yes. She's buying her own ticket. She wants to go. And she's having fun. Why wait on someone else? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to really enjoy your life right now. You are in high importance to God. You really, really are. You are so very important. The Bible even says how God made man just a little bit lower than the angels. You know, really in Psalms 8, it says that God made man just a little bit lower. You are so very special to God. You are so listen, our time is up, but oh, I got to give you some things that I want you to see, some tips that I really, really, really want you to do. Now, this is some good stuff. You know what? You have a responsibility because you are so important. You really do. Now, a lot of times we don't like that word responsibility, but I want you to know you really do have a responsibility because you are so important. I want to encourage you, take time for yourself. All right? Would you do that? I really want to encourage you to take time for yourself. Take time. I know, Brother Engineer, I'm getting ready to go. But really, take time for yourself, and then others will know how to treat you. Take time. Take yourself out to the club, and then other people will know, oh, this is the type of place she goes. Whoa. Or this is what he likes to eat. Take time to enjoy. Have your sushi. You know, really, what kind do you like? Take yourself out and find out first. All right? So, and please, by all means, enjoy life. Enjoy life. Have fun. Have fun. I started telling another lady about the cruise, and she said, "Ooh, I'm going to book me one. I want to go. Yeah, have fun. Enjoy yourself. Set a standard of living for yourself and stick to it. Really. Set a standard. This is what I believe in this. Set a standard for yourself and stick to it. Why? Because you deserve it. You really, really deserve it. This is how I live. Don't make no apologies for it. Is this okay with you? No, this is your life. You are number one. You set the standard. And this is how you want to live in a penthouse or a condominium or you want to live like, hey, if you want your whole house to be colored purple, wonderful. That's your standard of living. And you can have it. You really can. Use, and this is another tip now, use and enjoy the luxuries you have available to you. Use and enjoy the luxuries that you have available to you. In other words, I said this way, go get the good china and eat off of it. Really, go make you a nice plate, set the candle there and light it up and get you a nice glass of wine. You deserve it. You deserve the best right now. And ladies and gentlemen, please hear me. Please turn up the headset right now. Turn up the headset. Because according to the law of attraction, if you feel that that is the best, more of the best will come to you. More of the best. I was in Houston the other day, and I really wanted to go shopping. And I was just wanted to get out of the hotel room, and I just wanted to go shopping. But you know what? I felt like, I don't have nothing to go buy. I really don't. I'm just getting out just to be getting out. And really, I said, this is a good feeling. I don't have to go buy anything. I just really just want to go. I like that feeling. Why? Because I had everything I needed. I had clothes. I had new clothes. I had it. So I didn't really need to go. And so you know what? With that feeling, according to the law of attraction, more of that feeling will come that I already have it. More good things will come to me. The more you feel that this is the best for you, more of the best will come. So I deserve this. You know what? Sometimes, if you're single or if you're married, sometimes have that nice candlelit dinner for yourself and be satisfied with you. Be satisfied with you and say, you know what? More of this feeling is coming to me. Why? Because I deserve it. I am gifted. I am special. I deserve the best, and more of the best will manifest in your life. A better job, a better career opportunity, more money will come. Maybe even that lover that you're looking for will come. I believe that they will. I really do. But you got to treat yourself right first. You have to treat yourself. I remember I told a lovely lady, I said, you are so special. You keep your nails so pretty. I mean, just perfect. All the time. Because me personally, I just can't stand chip nail polish. I can't stand it. But she just has her nails done perfectly all the time. I said, wow, that is so beautiful. That tells me that she is treating herself properly, the way she knows that she deserves to be treated. And a brother can't come half-stepping to her. No, you can't do that. So the way you treat yourself is you're treating other people, or you're teaching them how to treat you. Listen, okay, I gotta go. I know they're waving their arms. You gotta get out of here. Listen, give me a call, area code 916-467-4448. I want to hear from you. Let me know what area you're listening in. And don't forget, anybody got a good recipe for chicken soup? I just want to know. Anybody got a good recipe for chicken soup? I really want to know, okay? I got to get out of here. I love you so much. Don't forget, text me at 916-467-4448. Or you can email me, drmlmosley@gmail.com. Now, promise me you're going to treat yourself better because you deserve the best now. You promise? Pinky promise? You sure? Don't be lying to me now. Listen, I got to go. I love you guys so much. Have a great day. Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Michael Mosley, your intuitive life coach, and I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. You can have your cake and eat it, too. You can have and enjoy the life you want through my intuitive life coaching sessions. There is success, wealth, abundance, and plenty of money waiting to come into your life experience through intuitive coaching. All sessions are done online or through Skype, so you can stay in the comfort of your own home or office. Or maybe you want to quit smoking, lose weight, reduce stress, build a better relationship. It can all be done also through my intuitive hypnotherapy program. I tell you what, let's find out which program will work better for you by texting the word therapy to 40691 to schedule your free 20-minute consultation. That's right. Text therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, to 40691 and schedule your free 20-minute consultation. I am ready to coach you into your success.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.